Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1-248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. John is in Detroit and next. Hello, John.
Hi.
What's up?
I think the Wings should trade for Sam Bennett and that other center that has been playing with Florida for 5 years. They get those two players. That'll be enough. We don't need the defenseman. We've got.
Why would Florida do that? Why would Florida give up Sam Bennett and Anton Lundell?
Because Larkin doesn't have a big contract. They have to pay big money for Larkin. And he's a center, and those two are centers. So they're getting an upgrade in center, and we're getting the haul we need.
Yeah, but you're giving up. If you're Florida, I don't mind getting one of those guys. I mean, I think that makes sense, and then some other players involved there. But I don't think Florida would give up two centers to get Dylan Larkin.
Florida's looking for a goaltender also. Maybe we can give him Kosa.
Well, then are the Red Wings giving up too much to get those two players in return?
Why are they looking for a goaltender?
Because Bobrovsky is a free agent, I believe.
Is he? Free agent this season?
And they don't think they can afford to pay him.
Is it a free agent this season?
I believe so.
Wow.
I think that's a pretty good haul for the Red Wings myself.
Yeah, I mean, interesting. I know the Red Wings had to have talked with Florida. They had to have talked with Florida. And, you know, the fact that Florida pulled this trade, for Brady Tkachuk, I don't think they're trading for Dylan Larkin. I think that door probably slammed shut.
I don't know if the door slammed shut. I do think there's a way, and I like how Burchy laid it out last night. I think there is a way to get it done, but I don't know if I don't know if that's going to be appealing enough to the Red Wings now that they see what's happened here with Brady Tkachuk. Now, Tkachuk and Larkin are both guys that wanted out. Both guys that had their list of teams. Tkachuk had a list of four teams, and Larkin had a list of three teams. The difference is we didn't know about Brady Tkachuk until after the trade happened. Larkin's got leaked out, and that kind of it speeds up a timeline for sure. And I think this is something that maybe it was this would have been done maybe earlier had it not gotten out that Dylan Larkin wanted to be traded.
Okay, there is breaking news on the Michigan front. At this hour, Pete Thamel of ESPN. Sources, Michigan is working towards hiring Mike Boynton Jr. as interim coach. Per me, Jeff Borzello, and Adam Schefter, Michigan players have been told that this is the expected direction per ESPN sources. Mike Boynton Jr. has been a head coach at the collegiate level before in the Big 12 at Oklahoma State. And this feels like what you do when you lose your coach in late June. The most likely case scenario is you bump up an assistant who's been a head coach before to hold the fort down while you try to seek a permanent solution. And so that probably goes at least a step or two towards keeping that roster together. One would imagine, but we'll see how it plays itself out. In the meantime, they can continue to look for the best possible replacement for Dusty May. And if you're just joining us, breaking news this morning that he was taking the Dallas Mavericks job. 248-539-9797. TJ's in Grand Blanc. And next, hello, TJ.
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
Yeah, I'm just frustrated about the Dusty May stuff, mostly because if he has interest in an NBA job, just come out and say that you have interest in an NBA job. You know, quit beating around the bush of, oh, I'm going to be back here, you know, we got to work things out, blah, blah. Just come out and say it, because save us some time, and then Michigan can get things in order. But also, what's the point of contracts anymore? Because it seems like these coaches can, and even players can just get out of them whenever they want to. But like, to my understanding, he was still under contract until the 29-30 season, I believe, unless there was like a buyout clause in there. But then if you're Michigan, why would you even put that in his contract? So it's just frustrating as a fan, because you think you have something and then, you know, it's gone right before you know it. But it's just frustrating and poor timing, and you're under contract, so finish your contract, and the NBA will be there when you're done.
TJ, the one thing about what you suggested that he do, can you think of any coach under contract in college who's recruiting that also would say publicly, I'm interested in leaving for the NBA or the NFL?
Yeah, but what's worse for recruiting now, him leaving in late June or just coming out and just saying it?
Because, I'll tell you what's worse. If he came out and said it, that's way worse because then players aren't going to commit until they know. At least this way, they committed.
How do you think the players committed.
Hang on a second. At least this way, they already committed, and now Michigan's going to have a chance to retain them. Because if this story that they're hiring Boynton as the interim coach, he's probably built up a relationship with these recruits already, and you have a better chance. Maybe you don't hang on to them all, but you have a better chance.
If I was a player and Dusty told me 2 months ago he was going to be here and I committed to Michigan and then 2 months later he's leaving, I'd be pissed.
You would be pissed. Of course you're going to be pissed. But you also would never probably have come to Michigan if he had come out and said,
"There you go.
I'm thinking of going to the NBA. I'm the Michigan coach for now." Like what you suggested, I don't know that has ever been done. That a coach talks about his next job while he's still employed at the collegiate level. TJ, I mean...
No one would do that. It's wording. You like say things like, I plan on being at the University of Michigan for the rest of my career.
Right. Yes.
And you say, I plan now, on. You know what I mean? Those are the words. Verbiage. It matters.
What TJ is suggesting is noble. What you're also suggesting is, I think, unprecedented and would undermine... He basically may as well resign because... I don't know that you're going to get players.
Well, I mean, you could return to our recruits. Well, are you for sure staying with me for 4 years? Are you not going to look in the portal? Are you not going to leave for the NBA? You know, like it works both ways, and they can't guarantee that either, the player. I think everyone, big time athletics, you should know at this point what you're dealing with.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Bill in Farmington Hills. You're next. Hello, Bill.
How you doing, man?
What's up?
Let's play champ and chump. Chump, Ward, Manuel, bar none. Guy is an absolute zero. Sat there during the cheating scandal, during the Sharon Moore scandal, when people knew this crap was going on. Now he loses a national championship coach because he doesn't nail down the details. People slamming Dusty May, that's a huge mistake. No contract is good until you get your name on the bottom line. Manuel didn't get the name on the bottom line. Now, you want to go another step? Go champ. The Florida Panthers. Zito is doing something that Eiserman will never do, and that is make a bold move. Eiserman's not making a move. We're going to have a dumpster fire of a hockey season coming up because he's going to botch this whole Dylan Larkin situation. And, you know, bottom line is we should be playing the kids to find out who can actually play. Get rid of guys like Rasmussen and Comfer and some of these other guys who are basically empty jerseys. Play the kids, find out who can play, because this is going to be a dumpster fire of a season. But kudos to the Florida Panthers, because they did something bold, and they're going to get rewarded.
Now you got one team dealing with a position of strength, like Florida, because they had their bad season because they had several high-profile players that were injured. And... now they're like, they can do an F them picks move. And they just did.
They're
going to be contending for years.
Two organizations in very different places.
Yeah.
And as far as playing the kids, last year when they were going for the playoffs, they were doing everything they could. I'm not sure they could have been playing the kids. As for Ward and Ward's culpability in the May contract situation, I think it's important. Well, I'm going to wait to see details. I think it's important to know exactly why that contract didn't get signed, that they both stated publicly had been agreed upon. And you're right. It doesn't matter until it's signed. But given the fact that he was already under contract and broke that contract, maybe he would have broke the new one too. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. It's Carson Anderson. Champ and Chump, get your votes in here on 97.1.